Hello and welcome to the Chiropractic Student Podcast. My name is Lewis and we're here to talk about all the things you need to know before graduating chiropractic school. We're going to talk to experienced chiropractors and we're going to be discussing the science, philosophy and art of chiropractic. We're going to get tips and hints on how to get through chiropractic school with a deeper understanding of what chiropractic is and truly can be. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Chiropractic Student Podcast. Today we are joined by Dr. Donald Francis. He currently practices up in Scotland and graduated from the Palmer College of Chiropractic over in the States. He's been in practice for 12 years and previously before that he was a soldier. So he's going to tell us a little bit more today about himself, his journey in chiropractic and all of the juicy resources for our students going through school. So first of all, Donald, thank you for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm really looking forward to this.
Brilliant. So first of all, I'd like you to just kind of go through your journey. Why chiropractic? What got you into chiropractic?
Honestly, I've been an on-off chiropractic patient most of my life. I say on-off because I never lived how I live now. And I never lived how I try to get my patients to live, which is to make chiropractic a part of their life all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean every day or every week, but just that chiropractic is featured in their lives. They think about it, they plan it, and that's how I live. You know, I got adjusted today by one of my associates, mm-hmm. and I'll be checked again next Friday. So every week I get checked. But also I live that life, but I didn't live that life beforehand. So going back to that story, I got adjusted for the first time in 1977 when mm-hmm. I was 4 years old because I couldn't stay well enough to have my tonsils taken out. So it just shows you the conflict and paradigms mm-hmm. my parents were living in at the time.
Yeah.
So they went to the chiropractor. I then got well enough through chiropractic to have my tonsils removed. And then, you know, like I said, we were on-off patients for most of my life. You know, have a problem, go to the chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And I was a soldier, which I loved, being a soldier. But I've just had my 30-year reunion, which I can't quite believe. When I was about 15, I met, again, the guy who gave me the adjustment in 1977, a guy called Dr. John Howard, who's just retired from practice in Oxford.
Yeah.
And he really lit a fire underneath me. But I had a few itches to scratch and I decided I went off to the army for another 15 years till I was 31. And at about 31, all the stars aligned and I decided that I'd had enough of the army and I was going to be a chiropractor again. And it took a little bit of time to get out of the army. I went to Davenport.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. But the reason I left the army was not that I was actually sort of, I suppose, almost running away from the army. I'd had enough. I thought, what else could I do? And I'd always had this sort of tickle about chiropractic. So I wasn't like, I have got to be a chiropractor. I'm going to crawl across. It was like everything came together at once. And I'm so glad it did because it's changed my life. And as a result of that, I have the opportunity to help other people change theirs. So there you go.
Lovely. I mean, it's quite nice because there are a lot of chiropractors out there who have found chiropractic after working for a few years. And there's a lot of chiropractors who are quite later on in life, but early on in their chiropractic career. And I think that's great as well. Like, and you've done so much already and you're on a great path, which is kind of how I found out about you from you being on other podcasts and obviously the stuff that you're doing in Scotland with the Scottish College of Chiropractic and then the book. You've just released
it. Yeah, thank you. Awesome. Yeah.
It's really cool. Like, and then so by way of you doing that, you've obviously got your name out there. And when you said 12 years, that's really not that long of a time, I wouldn't say. Well, in that profession.
Yeah, I suppose so. But the thing is, I wouldn't say, you know, that all of the life I had before I became a chiropractor contributed to a more rapid success, I think. Because, well, first of all, I only became a chiropractor. I went to chiropractic college just before my 32nd birthday, I think, or just after. And I graduated at 36. So if you imagine, I had a wife and 2.5 children, now then 3 children. Yeah. You can't fail. You have to succeed and you have to get on. And so when I was, you know, by the time I'd been a chiropractor for 4 years, I was sort of 40. And, you know, by the time most people are about 40, they're beginning to step out of, you know, get into their stride and stuff. So age-wise, I've done everything about the right time for my age, perhaps. Yeah. But in the profession, maybe I am a little bit young. And just to you know, make sure that everybody understands, as far as the Scotland College goes, I am like its raving fan. But I don't officially have anything. I don't officially have any involvement other than I write a book. I produced a book to sell on behalf of the Scotland College to raise both money and awareness to it.
It's going to be amazing. I'm really excited for it. And that's kind of what I meant by your involvement. You're like,
yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no, I just, because I've been so, because of the book and also I've, on several platforms where I've spoken in support of the Scotland College, a lot of people perceive me as being involved when really all I am is just a super cheerleader, you know?
Yeah.
And I am a super cheerleader because it's going to be on my doorstep. And like most chiropractors who really love chiropractic, I would like to see more schools growing. And particularly schools that teach chiropractic in a manner that I think it would help chiropractors to understand chiropractic.
Yeah,
we can evolve that subject if you like, because I apparently am a vitalistic chiropractor, but when I was at chiropractic college, I never heard that word vitalistic. I was at Palmer College for 4 years and I never heard the word vitalistic. I just thought I was a chiropractor. It was only when I came back to the UK and I realized that there was this big hot cold argument about the direction chiropractic should go here, and that people like me were called vitalistic. I just didn't realize that word existed until I came back into the melting pot of the sort of British/European chiropractic fraternity.
Yeah, that's a whole different conversation, I think, that a lot of people are having at the moment. So it's definitely one that is to be had. And the chiropractic college in Scotland, again, I'm becoming quite a big cheerleader the more I find out about it. And I wish I'd have held off and studied there. But I think as well, I was going to say earlier was, I just think it's also something that chiropractic as a whole deserves, not something that chiropractors deserve. It's what the profession deserves. Absolutely. to be coming to the UK as well.
Absolutely. And listen, don't worry. You are exactly where you need to be. I have an extraordinary associate from the McTimney College, and he's a great, great chiropractor. So I have two WEOC grads, one AECC grad, one McTimney grad, and me. So we're across the UK chiropractic spectrum. And the point is, get through college and be as successful as you can. If I can give some interference, which is advice that nobody asked, that's you know, the advice only comes in two forms, in my opinion, advice and interference. Mm-hmm. And advice you ask for and interference you're given. But anyway, I was a student in my 30s, so I already had lots of formed ideas about life, but I became, like every student I've ever met, I developed some fairly strong opinions at university, at chiropractic college, about chiropractic and what we should be doing and all of these things. And, you know, that was fair enough in the student environment. When the rubber hits the road, so to speak, when you actually get into practice, some of those ideas that I had, I now realize were unrealistic. Anyway, ideas when I was a student were, you know, that I might say that I've got rid of now is, you know, I thought I was going to have really long appointments.
Mm-hmm.
I now have quite short appointments, and that's a big arguing point. Most people sitting in student world will be really poor. Now, there might be somebody in your world whose dad's got loads of money or mum's got loads of money, but most of you are going to be really poor.
Mm-hmm.
And from the viewpoint you're looking at the world, you're going, you're going to charge somebody £40 for that, you know, for 5 minutes. And I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to charge somebody £40 for 5 minutes, and I'm going to change their lives in that 5 minutes to such a degree that £40 is really cheap, actually. And so, you know, sitting where students are now, I was poor when I was at university. So I had this real issue of value and how much the chiropractic adjustment and so on was of value and what I would pay for it. And it's one of those things, until you get rid of some of those ideas, you'll never be rich enough to accept the alternative point of view, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and also just keeping an open mind and open to change, because I was exactly the same. Year one, two, and halfway through year three, I was closed room. I was like, I'm going to offer at least 30, 40 minute appointment times, lots of soft tissue release, looking into doing dry needling and cupping. And now,
go for it.
Yeah. And now,
but
go on.
Everyone's on their journey. You know, I have a lady who drives about 3 hours each direction for a 8 to 10 minute adjustment. I will confess that she gets a little bit more time with me than a few others, just because it's such a ball ache. You know, it's a whole day of her life to come and see me.
Yeah.
That I don't want to miss anything. I make sure that I don't spend extra time making sure that I tease muscles out of her neck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason she does all of that, the reason she drives 2.5 to 3 hours each way to come and see me, is because there's a guy who will give her 30 to 40 minutes in her town, but achieve less than you can do when you know how to, a very specific and effective chiropractic adjustment. And that is more efficient and effective than just hitting the bits that don't move. Do you know what I mean? Every patient who comes into our clinic comes in effect into a system about how the clinic works. And then in the adjusting space, there is a system about how we check the body, adjust, and then recheck afterwards. The system is very thorough to make sure that we cover what we need to cover, and mm-hmm. and people go on their way. Now, what I've discovered in the UK particularly, and it's not unique in the UK, but here is the big argument, is chiropractic students and chiropractors really get wrapped up about the time of the adjustment, how long the adjustment takes, how many adjustments you see a person for, and how long you keep that patient under care. Those are three areas that seem to get people really bent on under the axle. And I was a student that would have really got bent under the axle about all three of those things before I actually became a chiropractor and saw patients.
So you're touching upon things there that are really beneficial for students, and you said about how you can adjust very specifically, you know exactly what you're doing and what you're doing is right.
Mm-hmm.
The journey for you to get there, to that confidence, I'm assuming it didn't just click overnight, or maybe it did, but what was the
I wish it had.
Yeah, that would have been nice, wouldn't it? But the journey in which you took to get there, I'm hoping there's a few resources, things that you'd really recommend that helped you either take the first few steps into understanding and becoming confident. What are those kind of things? Absolutely. Obviously, where this is for students, like, where would you point them in the direction of becoming confident and understanding?
Great. So the first thing is, in many ways, trust your education. Regardless of where you're going to school, and I'm going to talk first directly to McTominay. I love being adjusted in McTominay technique, by the way. Mm-hmm. I might be teach SAT and everything, but mm-hmm. I love being adjusted by a confident McTominay chiropractor. Mm-hmm. First point. Trust what you're taught. And I think a lot of students somehow think that there's better outside there. Trust what you're taught and go for it. The second thing is, while you're a student, you've got time to go and see a lot of practices. Most chiropractors I know will allow you to shadow. And I would suggest trying to do that over so that you coincide with a lunchtime so that you can sit and talk to them for half an hour or 40 minutes. And that's what I like to do. If somebody's coming to see me, you know, by the time you're on adjustment number 10 or something, you've seen very similar things happen time and time again. And you're not going to learn for that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you are going to see a system. So go and see from about the middle of your third year to the end of your fourth year, try and get in about 30 or 40 practices. And you will meet somebody in that time who is going to vibe at the vibe you want to be. Somebody you go, geez, this is great. Look at these people coming in. Look at them going out. I love this. And whatever that person is, that they will have gone somewhere. Usually, like I practice a lot of varying techniques, but the framework that I hang all of my chiropractic on is SOT. So I went to SOT seminars, and they're very cheap if you're a student. Mm-hmm. I would suggest it's a great organized technique to get into your package, if you know what I mean. And you can do all three of the basic seminars for less than £600. That's three weekends. You know, that's next to nothing as a student. Whereas as an adult, I think the seminars are now closer to £400. So when I say an adult, I mean a graduate chiropractor. So go and once you've been around a whole bunch of chiropractors and seen how someone, you know, maybe you really like sports rehab. If that's your case, you're probably getting a lot of it if you're at ACC or WEOC. But if you really like that, find out where that chiropractor learned their stuff. And there is quite a lot of love. I put that in parentheses. For students, you know, cheaper seminars, cheaper access, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I never drive anywhere without listening to a podcast. I have some favorites. I like Don McDonald's. Used to be called Breaking the Underdog, the Vitality Shift, the Vitality Shift podcast was the Breaking the Underdog Curse. I like the Chiropractic Why.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny. I like Johnny. Yeah, and I like. Ryan Reeder, and I've got a couple of other ones that are free. It's free content.
Yeah.
And the more you get into listening to people, mostly people who get interviewed are people who've actually achieved something. So
it's true.
You know, they've got a story to tell. And Amazing. The final thing that I'm going to say as a student is do what your staff tell you not to do. Palpate. You've got friends, you've got family. Palpate. And if, you know, if you feel confident, adjust. When I was a student, I did quite a few adjusting seminars while I was at university for relatively low money compared to what I would pay now as a qualified doctor. I did motion palpation seminars. I did Gonstead seminars. And so I really knew how to move a bone. By the time I hit student clinic, like I really knew how to move a bone when I got to student clinic, and I flew through student clinic. So my adjusting, when I mean adjusting, I mean moving the bone skills were really quite well formed by that point. What wasn't formed until about my third year in actual chiropractic practice was patient management, how I was going to take a patient from where they were to where they wanted to be. So In terms of resources,
yeah,
the free resources are chiropractors like me. By the way, I know you're going to ask me this. I think because if somebody wants to come and shadow me, they're very welcome. I'll probably, if they're nice and they don't smell, I'll probably even put them up in my house overnight and give them supper. I'd love to see them. I live in Scotland, so you know it's quite far away for a lot of people. Yeah. However you get here, I'll probably put you up. I'll feed you. You can spend a day in the clinic. I've got four associates, so you've got lots of different people to talk to, and that's free. Podcasts are free. God, there's so much free content out there. Some of it's good, some of it's not. What I would also say, which is free, is keep an open mind is free. Just because somebody says one thing you don't like, don't disregard everything they say. And students are quite naughty, you know, quite bad. Oh, he didn't like people with pink hair. You know, I'm going to get really offended by that, and therefore I'm going to disregard everything he says because he's not people with pink hair. You know, I see on Facebook, and the Facebook arguments are something. Some people didn't like BJ's concept of chiropractic, therefore disregard everything BJ Palmer said. I mean, you know, the man was a bloody genius. He wrote 40 books.
Yeah.
I wouldn't start trying to read them all at this stage because they're quite hard going, some of them. But I think, you know, if you can get into the basic principles of chiropractic, that would help, basically. And go to some seminars. I think the UCA seminar is coming up this November.
Yeah.
And for students, I think it's 50 quid.
It's so cheap. Yeah, it's £50, yeah.
I spoke at the McTominay Association seminar. I think that was quite cheap for students as well.
I think it's free for students, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because I went to one, and they basically sponsor you. If any McTominay students, if you contact the MCA, they'll basically sponsor you and you can go for free.
Yeah, and I'm the vice president of the Scottish Chiropractic Association. We offer students free. We don't do free. You have to pay a little bit.
Yeah.
And you have to actually pay in advance because we've had a few students. I tell you what, students, don't be naughty, okay? We've had people drop out at the last minute, having spent, you know, booked hotels and all that sort of stuff. If you say you're going somewhere, go and write a thank you letter when you leave.
Yeah.
People will never forget a thank you letter.
There we go.
Other free resources, I'm trying to think. The books I would definitely buy The Triune of Life by Reggie Gold. You have to order it from America, so it'll probably cost you about 20 quid by the time you shift it over.
Yeah.
But it's just really simple, 15,000 words.
Okay.
I would probably not tuck into all the green books straight away because they're quite hard going. And if chiropractic as a subject is new to you, I would wait till you'd had a bit more immersion through the seminars. Then you got stuck into a really thick, difficult to read and understand book.
Yeah, they're written in such horrible old language as well that it takes you twice as long to read a book that's 10 times as thick as well. So they're quite hard to read.
You're right there. I find they're a little bit like studying Shakespeare when you're at school. The first chapter is really difficult, but actually when you get into the swing of it, you do get it. And I would say that once you've been to a few seminars, talk to a few chiropractors, you tend to get into the chiropractic mindset slightly, so it's much easier to read something that you're beginning to agree with rather than read something that you're contemptible of before you start.
Yeah. You all have no idea what they're on about. If no one understands what even the 33 principles of chiropractic are, picking up the chiropractic textbook is going to be a pretty heavy start, I think.
Absolutely. And just, you know, on the 33 principles, I graduated from Palmer and I would have said that that's my wife taking
that's okay.
I graduated from Palmer College and I would say that I was not contemptible contemptible of, but was indifferent to the 33 principles for the first 3 years of my practice. And I had some really good results. I had some really crap results, and practice was really, really slow for the first 3 years. I struggled and got up to 50, 60 patients a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the Edinburgh lectures.
Okay.
And by the way, as a student, it's I think it's free or like £30 if you go to the Edinburgh lectures. And I heard people talking chiropractic language, which I had heard in America, and I'd been contemptible of it at the time. And I suddenly realized I was back home again. I was in the right place. That Monday, I went to work, and without changing anything, I had the busiest week of my life, and I've never looked back. I haven't had a week below 120 patients a week for 10 years now. Well, 10 years, I would say, just under 10 years. And most weeks I see a lot more than that, a lot more than that.
And so do you put that down to like being present in like your truest self? Is that like just being true to yourself?
Yeah,
and
absolutely. So I'm going to give some more interference here. On YouTube, which is free, go look up a guy called Earl Nightingale. Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret. It's 33 minutes of phenomenal philosophy. You become what you think about most of the time. If you think about being poor and not being able to afford anything, what will you become?
It's like manifestation.
Poor, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because that's where you're channeling all your energy. If you think about chiropractic as being this amazing miracle-creating system of changing the human body, you will attract people who want to have their bodies and minds changed. And you will become what you think about most of the time. Now, I spent a huge amount of time just thinking about how I'm going to change people's lives in chiropractic. So I just think about that all the time. So, and I don't really worry too much about attracting people, because all I'm thinking about is how I'm going to change people's lives and become a better chiropractor. As a result of that, I have never been short of patients myself. Ever. I've had a full week. If I don't have a full week, it's usually because my energy is really crap because I've not been taking care of myself. But by and large, I have, since I made that choice to be successful, I've been outrageously successful. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's a three-word saying. It's called be, do, and have. Who you are determines how well what you do works, and therefore what you have. So you can have two chiropractors from the McTimony College both doing chiropractic, and one of them will be outrageously successful and one of them might be moderately successful. And what's the difference? The honest answer is who the person is. And who is that person? It's what they think about most of the time.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, and the mode of thought, keeping an open mind.
Keeping an open mind. And so I'm going to ask you something, right?
Okay.
If you're a ship's captain and you're sitting in a port in Dover, say, and you decide you have no idea where you're going, you're just going to turn the engine on and push it forward, you won't even make it outside the port boundary before you crash into a wall or another ship.
Yeah.
But if you give yourself a goal, you give yourself a direction to go in, then the ship will go that direction. Does that make sense? So you've got to know where you're going first. Then you've got to know who you want to be, and you will get there.
Okay. And so that's really, I'll have to stew on that for a while and let it sink in. But for the students out there as well, you've gone through your resources now. if you had to get, if, say, even yourself, put it into your shoes, or a year one or year two chiropractic student, if you could tell them one thing, one bit of advice, one sentence maybe, what would it be, the most vital thing that you would say if every student could hear it? One thing.
Get a good coach.
Get a good coach.
A good coach.
When you say coach, do you mean like a mentor? Like just go talk, yeah. Go find a chiropractor, yeah. Who's willing to...
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got and somewhere on my 1,000 memory sticks I've got in my desk, I have a graph of the year 2011, the year we broke through.
Mm-hmm.
The year the year I was actually able to pay myself a really good amount of money and buy a car and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, the money went up every month in a straight line from the day I got a coach. Most young chiropractors are really poor and they'll say, I can't afford a coach. And they will still have some money and they will still probably pay for Netflix and they will still have takeaways and they will parties. Still have an iPhone,
yeah.
And they will still have parties and they will still drink beer and they'll say, I can't pay for a coach. And then they will still struggle in their practice. It doesn't matter if you've got a great practice you're working in, how much money they spend on Facebook ads, a coach gets the best out of you. Now, Andy Murray wanted to win Wimbledon. What did he change?
I have no idea.
He changed his coach and he got Ivan Lendl as his coach. Ivan Lendl was no longer the world's number one tennis player. In fact, Ivan Lendl hadn't been a world's number one tennis player for over 30 years. Ivan Lendl actually was hardly ever playing tennis. He was mostly playing golf. But what was Ivan Lendl good at?
Coaching.
I have mindset. No idea. Mindset, yeah?
Yeah.
And so students will think, you know, a student will think, well, how's a coach and how do most coaches coach? Well, my coach coaches me down the telephone, like we're doing here. But how's a coach going to coach me down the phone? It's not about showing you which bone to line up on or mm-hmm. teaching you technique. That you learn at seminars, that you learn at college. It's about teaching you how to talk to your patients. It's about teaching you how to become a better version of yourself. It's about teaching you how to set up your patients so that they get the best out of their care. And yes, by the way, that is a lot more than four adjustments. I won't even see somebody unless they'll come 12 times. I'll see them twice because they get two visits for their first person. Yeah. But I won't accept them as a patient unless they'll agree to my terms. Why? Because unless they might get out of pain or most of their pain within, say, two or three adjustments.
Yeah.
But pain is only in your brain. Ask any woman who's ever had an epidural. You know, they squeeze out a baby and they don't necessarily feel it. And yet it's one of the most painful things that ever happened to somebody who doesn't have that because of the ripping, the tearing, the stretching, and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you think chiropractic is so much more than pain, it really is. I have at least 10% of my practice have not come to me for pain. The reason I say that is they've got motor neuron disease or cerebral palsy or whatever they've got. They've come to me to improve their function and their life. They're not without pain. So if I were to give one piece of advice to every graduating student, get a coach. There are loads of coaching companies out there. Some are more expensive than others. But I will tell you this, getting a coach, if it's the right coach, will be the best single investment you've ever paid. My first coach, I think, was $250 a month, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't actually necessarily, it doesn't have to be a chiropractor. It can be someone who is a coach.
No, it doesn't have to be a chiropractor. In fact, there's a great girl called Heidi Brown who's just left the chiropractic register to become a full-time coach. She'd been a chiropractor for about 20 years. Very, very, very successful. But that's coincidental. Actually, most of her coaching clients, I think, still are chiropractors because that's the puddle she's been floating in.
Yeah.
But she has lots of non-chiropractic coaches. I always have a coach, by the way. And I've had 5 or 6 coaches over 12 years. I don't think a coaching relationship has to be forever. In fact, each coach has brought me a different, you know, helped me go to a different place.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Helped me go to a different level of confidence, and so on and so forth. So if I were to give any, and so the next question that should follow on from that is, where do I find a coach?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
If you go and do what the first thing I said to do is go and see about 30 or 40 chiropractors in your third and fourth year. And I mean that, mm-hmm. you know, go find a chiropractor in an area you're going and write to them or email them or contact them and say, hello, my name's Donald Francis. I'll be visiting your area on the week of this. Could I please, that's a very important word, come and shadow you. Yours, Donald. Go and do it and then write a thank you. Say thank you. But while you're there, ask them who their coach is, who have been their coaches. You know, I could give you, I've had about 5 coaches. I'll give you all of their names. One is sadly dead. But they're all great coaches, and I would highly recommend all of them, even though, you know, some of them are my ex-coaches, because once they'd taken me to a certain place, I needed somebody else to help me get to the next place.
Mm.
And none of it was technique. None of my coaches have been SOT specific.
Mm.
My first coach just got me to have a care plan, you know, just got me to make patients book in and stuff like that.
Okay. I mean, that's a really good tip. And I've just started having coaching sessions every week with a coach. Well, it's going to be my future boss. And so it's really exciting, but it's a completely different experience. And I can already resonate with that a little bit, because it's after my third or fourth coaching session, like my life kind of, something did click after that one, and it just shifted a lot. And there was just this urge of passion and motivation for
absolutely
for myself. It wasn't even for chiropractic, it was for me. But I know that great. If I'm the best me, I can give the best chiropractic.
Absolutely. So that goes to those 3 words that I gave you. Be, do, have. It's who you are. You've just said you're the best version of you.
Mm.
And because you're the best version of you, you're going to go and do what you do better than somebody who's at a lower version of themselves. And as a result of all of that, you're going to have more money, more happiness, more success. You know, it's not just money.
Yeah. Just but, more.
Yeah. I mean, I like money because it enables me to do more things. You know, I have a really, yeah. I'm sitting in a really great house right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think about money. All I think about is how I'm going to help get more people healthy. And as a result of helping more people, I get more money. Simple as that. Maybe. Great. I'm really glad you're under a coach, you're under mentorship, and you're moving your own dial. That's fantastic. It's the best thing I've heard from a student in a long time, actually.
I know. It's well, I'm trying to preach it out there as well to other students. Well, anyway, if people want to get in contact with you and obviously come and observe, so where is your clinic and how can they contact you?
Okay. My clinic is Tweed Chiropractic Clinic. Tweed Chiropractic Clinic. It's in the Scottish Borders.
Mm-hmm.
And if you email, there's an email address on the website. Email that, you'll get me. Or simply Facebook. I'm on Facebook. That's how you've contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook is actually a great avenue to talk to anybody in the world.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your knowledge and all the resources.
My pleasure.
And just helping inspire a lot of the chiropractic students. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm really pleased for you, you know, to have the Kajanis to put a podcast together like this, get yourself a coach and be ready. You know, it's a competitive world out there. There are actually, I mean, there's some good news for students. There are more jobs out there than there are people to fill them.
Yes.
I know that. You know, as somebody who employs associates, it's bloody difficult finding. We could get associates, but we just couldn't get ones that were suitable for us.
Yeah.
But you want to really make contact, I would say, in this day and age, in your third year, we're still a year to go. Like you, you've got somebody who's mentoring you through that final year.
Yeah.
And you've said you're a whole better version of you. Anybody who's waiting for the last term in college to go looking for a job they're not going to get the greatest jobs. They're not going to get the cream out there. They're going to get the fill-ins. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is go out and find firstly what you want and who you want to work for. And it might be obviously starting your own clinic, but you don't know what you like and what you don't like if you don't go out there and have a little look. And I did that. I just went to every chiropractic clinic within like 50 miles. And by way of doing that, I spoke to people, became friends with people, and then managed to get a job and the job that I wanted from that. So it's really quite simple when you break it down like that. It's just getting out there and doing it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I use it as I have a six letter acronym. It's got two swear words in it, but I'll say it's GSD and KBO. The first one is just get shit done, and the second one is keep buggering on. You know, just don't give up. Get out there and go do it. Because if you spend most of your time at Netflix, you know, watching Netflix through college, because it's so hard, you're never going to get anywhere because you're waiting for somebody else to do all the heavy lifting for you.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you so much. I will.
Hey, listen, thanks for getting in touch. I hope, you know, if anybody would like to get a copy of The Wisdom of 33, by the way, I think it's 66 mini chapters of some of the best chiropractic philosophy out there. It's only 30 quid. We'll be selling it certainly at a massively reduced rate for students at Chiropractic Essentials in November and in Birmingham. And I know if you're a student, you can get there for £50, I think.
Yes, 50 quid.
It's an absolute bargain for what you get.
Definitely recommend it. And loads of people on the podcast have already recommended your book, the book that you put together with everyone else. So it's definitely it's already been out there. So I can recommend it personally as well.
And listen, and anybody who would like to come and shadow and speak, you know, listen, I'm really happy to have as many conversations as it takes to help people get through. Okay.
Lovely. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone else for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Cheers, Lewis.